At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
3-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
All right, welcome back in. Nick Sanders still with you. Vershawn still stepping out. He'll just probably pop in sometime during the segment. I would be surprised if he's gone for the entire segment. 402-464-5685, the captain, sponsored by Wingstop. Once again, if you missed it, Nebraska football gets another commitment from a former Texas Longhorn. Marcus Washington, the wide receiver, had 18 catches, 277 yards receiving last year. 2 scores for the Longhorns last year. Commits to Nebraska, reunites with Casey Thompson, will be learning under Mickey Joseph. I believe that puts Nebraska at 15 portal additions here in the offseason. I can for sure give you guys the number and the list of all the portal additions. Obviously, kind of been a big week as Nebraska gets Stephon Wynn from Alabama, and then also now gets Marcus Washington. Now, there was a lot of smoke surrounding the whole Marcus Washington thing as VJ comes back in, but there was a lot of smoke yesterday surrounding the whole Marcus Washington coming back and officially committing to Nebraska. Well, he officially committed about 10 minutes ago. So,
you heard it first.
Well, of course you heard it first right here. We bring back Vershawn. What's up?
Man, I feel like I just went to the principal's office.
Oh, that's not good.
Scolded it and get back on the air. You're been naughty.
All right, so as we round out this thought and we get to whatever Vershawn's thinking about, here's the list of Husker transfer portal additions. Trey Palmer, O'Shawn Mathis, Casey Thompson, Chuba Purdy, Tommy Hill, Stephon Wynn Jr., Devin Drew, Hunter Anthony, Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, Kane Williams, Omar Brown, Kevin Williams, Timmy Bleakroad, Brian Buscini, and then now Marcus Washington. 8 wins, baby.
Hey, I like it. You got
wins.
Excited.
Boy, absolutely.
Alert.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Pecan Pie. Hey, somebody asked, can you help me remember what the running back depth chart is and did they take? Did you answer that?
No. So let's talk about the depth chart.
I mean, the only transfers we got was Grant, right?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. He was just a signing day guy. So they have 7 guys on scholarship. It's interesting when we look at the transfer portal, or not the transfer portal, the running back room depth, because there's some guys that you forget about that are a part of this group that just last season we were expecting to be big-time contributors. Yeah. And one of those guys right off the bat is Marquise Stepp. Comes from USC, more of a downhill runner, just power back, right? And Nebraska Husker fans were super pumped about that because we thought last year, here we go. We finally got a guy that we can run through on third and short.
He runs kind of high, though.
Exactly.
So, got to get his pad level down.
So, unfortunately, Marquise Stepp still in that room, though. So, there's 2 juniors, Marquise Stepp and Anthony Grant. So, they both have 2 years left. Sophomores, Ramir Johnson and Jacquez Yant. Redshirt freshmen and Gabe Irvin. And true freshmen's Emmett Johnson and A.J. Allen. Emmett Johnson from Minnesota, I believe, as a true freshman. A.J. Allen was a guy that TCU was on until Brian Applewhite left TCU.
Give me those.
And he just went back down there.
Get over here.
Said, come on to the good life, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, he got snatched up. That's how that works. You recruit the guys that the great recruiters recruit young men who will run through brick walls for them. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And then once you get them here, you know what they'll do? Whatever you tell them.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want guys like that. I think those two younger guys, to me, you got the Grant and Yant show. And then you, and then I think you've got four guys.
Which it's so wild to think that, because I'm in the same boat as you, Rashawn, but it's so wild when Ramir Johnson was our dude, like the dude last year. And like, granted, he didn't have a 1,000-yard season, didn't like, wasn't spectacular, but he sufficed. He wasn't the reason we lost games.
Yeah, but you got to have a game breaker.
Exactly.
You got to have a game breaker running back that can find holes, that can cut backside, that knows how to make a guy miss, can run a guy over, run through traffic. We got to have a game breaker at running back like we normally do. You know, Lawrence Phillips, and look at all the great running backs. Those guys had to get tough yards before they got the big yards. You know, they went from tough yards, tough yards, tough yards, and then wham, we hit you for a 50-yard run.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. It's not like those guys are running open all day, every day. No, it was tough yards, tough yards, tough yards, pop a big one. Or tough yards, tough yards, tough yards, play action pass.
So I don't know if you remember this, Rashawn, but I believe it was back in, I don't remember, the, I think it was 2010. I was watching the Missouri versus Nebraska game from 2010 last night. They had it on at Applebee's, and I was at Applebee's last night. Anyway, and Roy Helu rushed for 307 yards that game. Mm. Man, I think Nebraska won 31-17. They knocked Blaine Gabbert out for a while. And I was just watching that, and I'm like, we have not seen that type of running or even the possibility of having a running back that rushes for 300-plus yards in a game. Now, granted, that's on the far end of the spectrum, and those come few and far between. But even, I mean, we're talking 150 yards is few and far between nowadays for Nebraska football.
Yeah, that's got to change.
From one running back in a game.
Right. Well, and that's got to change. I mean, you can't expect the quarterback. Now, let me tell you something. Casey Thompson ain't about to be ducking and running.
No,
Martinez was.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Homeboy's going to get rid of the ball and throw it down the field.
Well, okay, so, and this is not a slight to Casey Thompson, but and Rico can attest to this. Me, Rico, Nate, and Bach were watching Casey Thompson highlights from a couple days ago, full YouTube video. It's out there if you want to watch it. He's not fast.
No.
Like he can move if he needs to, like in dire situations, but he's not fast.
Yeah, he's not going to give you.
He's not going to beat a Wisconsin edge rusher off the edge, like around. Like he's just not, and that's okay. I seriously think that that's okay. That Nebraska finally moves on from a quarterback that's maybe not able to run as their primary option like it would be with, you know, a Tommy Armstrong, a Taylor Martinez, even though those guys had more success than Adrian.
He's not fast. You're not going to be asking him to run an option or anything like that, but he's got enough movement in the pocket and outside the pocket to do something.
I think he might have to run some of those RPOs.
Well, yeah,
I think you're not running him on third and eight,
a quarterback draw.
Oh, well, we shouldn't even be running on third and eight definitely not running Casey.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what you're doing because he's not going to. Yeah. That's just not.
He's got really good footwork, and you could kind of see Texas' offensive line was
bad.
Not great. He's got great footwork in the pocket, stepping up, stepping to the side, getting away from a little bit of pressure to get some type of throw off. Yeah. My one issue that I noticed through a lot of the tapes is, every time he throws it, it seems to be a little high.
Take off on him?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, which scares me. There were a couple times across the middle where, luckily for some of the receivers, there wasn't anybody close. It was high. They had to reach up. Their body was just wide open. But it was good. You know, red zone. He had a couple red zone touchdowns, which we haven't seen those in a while. Touchdown throws where he just tossed it up to his playmakers, let him make a play, and it worked out. A lot of great touch on some of his throws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have playmakers. I think that's why we're going to get the guys that we're getting at receiver are guys that are playmakers,
mm-hmm.
that will find the ball, that will track the ball. The ball might not be in the best spot, but these guys can make the adjustment, go get the ball, and then after they catch the ball, make a play after the catch.
He was good.
That's what's important.
He was really good at leading his receivers, allowing them to make plays after the catch. There were multiple times where the ball was high, and it just scares me a little bit. If they're going to run some slants across the middle, I don't want anybody getting lit up by a linebacker.
Now, on this Marcus Washington film, the stuff that I have seen, now granted it was a smaller sample size, only 18 catches last year, you know, 277 yards. He was able to high point. He was able to get up and get it. So, I mean,
absolutely.
there's that Nebraska hasn't had in a couple years. I was curious last year, and this is where some of my excitement's coming from, because I was curious last year when I would just watch Texas games and like watching the Texas Oklahoma game. I was curious how much of Texas's ability to pass the ball was Casey Thompson, or how much of it was Xavier Worthy, the outstanding true freshman who had, I just looked up his stats, 62 catches, 981 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Wow.
As a true freshman. went off for 200 and however many yards here. I can pull up his he had an insane game against Oklahoma.
That's a baller.
Yeah, right here. 9 catches, 261 yards, and 2 scores against Oklahoma.
Right, see,
and so I was curious last year, before I knew Casey Thompson was going to come to Nebraska or even thought about Casey Thompson coming to Nebraska, how much is Casey Thompson and how much is Xavier Worthy? Because a good wide receiver can make a decent quarterback look really, really good. And so and now I'm sitting here like Nebraska's got the guys around him finally. Like, we're hearing things that Alante Brown's finally going to be a part of this thing,
yes,
which I know Rico's excited about. You bring in Marcus Washington, who has already chemistry with Casey Thompson. You bring in Trey Palmer. And then you have Omar Manning and other dudes on the edge. Like, there's reason to be excited about the Nebraska's ability to move the football this year if they can find a guy at running back.
Top 4 guys at receiver. If you're going out there in a shotgun set, Who we going with right away? Shotgun Sam, ham and beans, and you're right. I think he can throw a screen. I think we've got to get back to the screen game. Big time.
It was actually kind of funny. So he threw there was a bubble screen. I believe it was a bubble screen out to
receiver.
The side.
It was in the red zone.
It was in
a bubble
the red
screen.
Zone.
Marcus Washington was going from right to left. He was going across. Casey took the snap, faked the handoff, tossed it 2-3 yards up. It was like shoelaces.
Yeah, very
Marcus
low.
Washington got it. He was falling over, dove in. Luckily, he was within 5 yards, dove into the end zone. But it was low, 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 low.
Yeah. So, but I mean, we always heard that Nebraska likes. I mean, a couple years ago, it was all just throw out to the side and try to let the receiver do the work.
And
however, downfield blocking
those.
For Nebraska wasn't the best the last couple years on the edge.
He threw a couple of those in the highlights, and he leads his receivers so they don't have to turn around and get it. They're going forward. Their momentum's taking them forward, so they have a chance to make a play, make somebody miss. Mm.
So here's my 4 deep at wide receiver. I don't know if it's in this order. Omar Manning. Trey Palmer. I think Marcus Washington's in the mix. Mm-hmm. And then, man, let me look. Let me take a look here. I think Isaiah Garcia Castaneda somehow, someway,
really?
Gonna come in.
Over Alante Brown?
You heard a lot about Isaiah early, and I haven't heard anything since.
He's been hurt, but.
Oh, yeah. See, we okay. have not known that.
Yeah, he's been. When I say hurt, listen.
A little Nixon injuries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe can I do 4A and 4B of Isaiah? And
nope.
No oars?
Nope.
No oars?
I need 4.
There's going to be.
Well, you can give me 4 and backups. So you give me 4. Like, if I had to throw 4 people out there now.
I think Isaiah and Alante are right there. Right there.
You got Omar Manning.
Uh-huh.
I'm going 33. Palmer.
I think he changed it to 3.
He might
yes, he did.
3.
He did.
Palmer. I'm going. Well, you don't forget about Dakotas. Anyway, I said
a true
that.
Freshman.
Don't forget about Dakotas. You heard what I said.
All right.
Okay.
Is he in your 4?
No.
Okay.
Not in my 4.
Just don't forget about it.
And
just
then
don't
I'm a toss up guy. I like Alante 1.
Okay.
And then it, with this new guy, Washington.
I know. I like Marcus Washington.
It's hard for me to not include Marcus Washington with the chemistry he already has.
I think that's the kicker.
Casey Thompson.
I think that's the kicker that I put above it because we haven't seen Alante Brown other than in kickoffs when he's been calling for a fair catch. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all we've seen from Alante Brown. So I would not be shocked if Alante Brown is number 3 or 4, but
it's hard to keep Marcus Washington out of the pick. I mean, he's going to have to learn the offense. But
that'd be easy.
But if he learns the offense, he's already got chemistry with Casey to the point where, like, it wouldn't be that hard for him to just know. Like, they could look at each other and know what they want to do.
And that's the thing with Marcus Washington here. He played 3 years at Texas, so it's not like it's a true freshman that just didn't play a whole lot last year. That's looking for a new home. It was a guy that was established at Texas. Did not get the stats maybe padded the way he would want them to. But he'd been there for 3 years, and he had been with Casey Thompson for multiple years. So, like, that's why I'm a little more encouraged. That he is a 3-year guy, has played 3 years, I should say, and rather than if he was a true freshman.
We'll pick top 5. We'll put him in the 5. We'll go Alante Brown and
Isaiah.
Washington.
Yeah.
And then in our next five, I think you've got – I would put the guy that I said was hurt. I can't remember his name.
Isaiah Garcia Castaneda.
Isaiah Garcia.
Yeah, I'll put him in the second group along with – I'm going to go Brody Belt.
Okay.
Okay. It's Brody Belt, Gus, but Brody Belt, not Brady Bodie.
Brady Bolt.
Brady Bolt.
That'd be cool, though. That's a sweet name, Brady Bolt. Anyway –
We're forgetting somebody.
I already know who we're forgetting somebody.
Hold on a minute. Number 88.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think he's in that next group.
Is it weird that we just.
88, Victor Jones Jr.?
Oliver.
89.
Exactly. I was thinking that's Oliver. What I'm saying. That's who I was going to say. Is it weird that we're.
And we forgot 13.
Just kind of passing out on Oliver Martin?
Well, Oliver Martin's got some proving to do, man.
I would agree.
I was just looking through the roster. Kamonte Grimes.
Yeah, we forgot Grimes, man.
Kamonte and Sean Hardy, they're redshirt freshmen, but they're big boys. And
I like Grimes better.
I like Grimes more than Sean Hardy.
Me too.
Grimes, 6'3", 200.
And Grimes is
6'3", 190, Sean Hardy.
Yeah.
Sean Hardy's going to give you a chance.
I like Sean Hardy.
But Grimes has already kind of proven what he did in the spring game, what he's been doing in practice. So he would definitely be in that tier B group. But Grimes is a guy that can go to the next to the A group too.
Oliver Martin is in Corian Lincoln's starting lineup. His starting four. Omar Manning, Trey Palmer, Oliver Martin, Marcus Washington is his four deep at wide receiver. I don't know. I just feel like
Manning, Palmer, Martin.
We've been waiting for Oliver Martin to really.
Oh, he
come
put Martin
on.
In there.
Well,
no.
he had so Martin no. last year had the
I know
first
the
game,
injury.
First no. game he did well. Then he got injured in the second game and he missed most of the season. He came back and it just wasn't the same.
Then there was that play that I just kind of got turned off.
Oh,
that he played where he just stopped
Michigan.
Running. Yeah, and like listen,
could have put a hand up.
Could have done something. Was it the greatest throw? No.
It was catchable. Or at least it was knockdownable.
Exactly. So I don't know. And we just never really saw him after that.
No.
And it was clear cut on the replay that he just kind of gave up on running there. So it's just I don't know what why I'm out on Oliver Martin.
People forget
Wyatt
Lure.
Oliver Martin hasn't really proven anything, but at the beginning of this season,
and he's at his
third
school.
He had a big
school.
Game. He hadn't had one big game since then.
And he's at his third school.
He was,
punt
he
return,
was number three.
He doesn't have the mindset or the fortitude to catch a punt return. I think he's still shell-shocked from last year because even in the spring game when they're not, the bullets aren't really even flying, he still fair caught a ball that nobody was around. Mm-hmm. Nobody was there.
Is Oliver Martin really – who we want special teams wise?
No.
Because Gus says this on the text line 402-464-5685. Gents, I think they'll hold back Martin and Brown and make them concentrate on return game. I feel like the talent
Brown.
That the talent
Brown.
Alante. Alante's
oh, Alante Brown. Got you. I was thinking.
I can't guarantee, but I have a strong feeling that Alante Brown, Trey Palmer, and probably somebody else that I'm not even thinking of are going to be your main return guys.
I feel like the talent that Nebraska has brought in, that we're in a situation where Oliver Martin may have just gotten beat out with the talent that they brought
you
in.
Said may have gotten?
Maybe.
We haven't seen anything.
Let me get to the Sondheim text anything. Line okay, real quick before we go to it, because I know we're going to be head to break here in a minute. Travis and Lincoln said, if Grant is the dude, why didn't he play at a below-average FSU team?
Who?
Grant.
Anthony.
Oh,
I can't explain. I can't tell you why he didn't play at FSU. What I can tell you is he's going to play at Nebraska, and when he does break off one of those 60-yard, 70-yard runs because he's got great vision, holler at your boy when you see me in the streets, Travis and Lincoln.
Hey, sometimes you just got somebody better in front of you. Somebody that the coaches think is better in front of you.
Well, somebody that the coaches think is better.
Is better. Also, redshirt. I don't know Florida State's redshirt situation. Mm-hmm. At that time, I can tell you, though, that he ran for 1,730 yards at New Mexico Military Institute in JUCO last year.
Whew, that's a lot of yards.
So
that'd be really nice if he did that in
It'd be really nice if he runs for 1,200.
I just want to see a one in multiple other numbers.
Corey Lincoln likes Oliver Martin.
He does.
I like Oliver Martin. Listen, I like Oliver Martin until – He kind of, to me, he took a a calculated loaf. That'd be the best way I can put it.
That makes sense.
A calculated loaf.
Yep.
Where after he had a big game, he was hurt the next game, and then when he did come back, he just wasn't the same guy. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but he wasn't the same guy. So he's still in my top eight, just not in my top four right now. I don't think he's in my top four. Who is 15?
Xavier Betts.
Unfortunately.
You know what? 4291, I know you would love to hear 15 in the mix, but unfortunately, I don't know if 15 wants to be in the mix. 15's got to want to be in the mix.
So we haven't heard anything as much as we do.
Also, back to Anthony Grant here real quick. So I'm just looking up some stuff. Sounds like he was, as a true freshman in 2018, he only had 5 carries. However, he was their primary kick returner. Anthony Grant was at Florida State. Then redshirted in 2019, didn't play a single game in 2019 because of the redshirt, and then ends up going to New Mexico Military Institute, NMMI.
Whatever it is.
And rushes for 1,700 yards.
Why would you
redshirt maybe there was an injury.
I guess.
I honestly don't know, I could find out here. I just got to keep reading articles. But
okay. Do you
want to know what high school he went to? He's from Buford, Georgia. Same high school, Ronald Tompkins III.
Where's Ronald Tompkins
III? He's gone, but...
Out of there!
He's from Buford, isn't he? Somebody that Nebraska, because they had the big connection from Buford, Georgia a couple years ago.
Buford, Georgia. Well, I thought...
I think it's defensive, guys.
Not Cam, but number two is from Buford.
Caleb Tanner?
Yeah.
Caleb Tanner's from Buford. I'm pretty sure Ronald Tompkins is from New Jersey.
No. Ronald Tompkins.
Bryce asked this while you guys look for that. VJ with all the defensive additions.
Grayson High School. Grayson.
Okay. Grayson.
Do you think we run a 3-4 or a 4-3? I think we run a 4-3. You got to control the line of scrimmage.
With the big dudes that they got for the, I think they could stick with the 3-4, but I do like a 4-3 better.
Negative Ghost Rider. 3-4 don't work here. You got to have attackers and a four-man line is going to always be better than a 3-man line. I get it. You got more people in space, but it's just that's more moving parts.
You having Garrett Nelson put his hand in the dirt?
Absolutely. Let's control the line of scrimmage. I want Garrett Nelson, O'Shawn Mathis putting their hand in the dirt, getting up the field every single time. And just like Coach McBride said, I want them to be playing the run on their way to the quarterback.
They could do hand in the dirt sometimes, stand up a little further outside, kind of Aiden Hutchinson-like.
Well, kind of Trev Alberts-like.
Shout out to Travis and Lincoln. He helped me out. Gabe Irvin is from Buford, Georgia.
Gabe Irvin.
Gabe is from Buford. I knew there was some connection there with a running back. I remember there was a connection with a running back from Buford. Thank you, Travis.
Somebody in the secondary, their last name is Buford.
Listen, Marquise.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jory put Oliver Martin at number 10 on his wide receiver depth chart.
That's too far.
His top five. Omar Manning, Trey Palmer, Marcus Washington, Alante Brown, Isaiah Garcia, Castaneda. Then his second group, Kamonte Grimes, Sean Hardy, DeColdest, Janarion Bonner. And then Oliver Martin. He says, Joseph will get the most out of these wideouts, and younger guys will surpass others. I think it's okay. I think it's okay that if DeColdest Crawford is good enough to be in the top group, play him.
He's got to be in the top six. He can't be in the top eight. Because if he's in the top eight, I think you redshirt him.
I know. I said top group.
Top four?
If
you
he's
know how good
to
he's got to be up there?
That's what I'm saying. But you got to – I just feel like there's been times in Nebraska in the last, I would say, 10 years – that the best guys haven't always played because of age.
Can't be scared to play the young guy.
We saw it last year with Jacquez Yant. Messed up one play. He was definitely a top two.
At your boy, dog.
Definitely a top two running back on this roster after Gabe Irvin went down.
Pulled.
Top two.
Messed up one play. See ya.
I think they'll pull more out of him. They'll expect more from him. And they will expect that these guys will dot their I's and cross their T's as far as what they do on the football field, you know. So making those small mistakes, I would think having another year under your belt, you don't make the same mistakes you used to make.
Well, I also think there's something to be said about just true freshmen learning in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, learning in the actual game.
Throwing a true freshman in under the bus at running back, Amon Green did it, but that was after five, six, seven games of playing behind people.
Yeah.
You know, he had to learn that.
Like, I just think it's okay if they mess up once, as long as they don't replicate the mistake.
I got a question I'm going to ask Rashawn in the break.
Okay, 4291, Mike, Gus, Jory, Corey and Lincoln, Travis and Lincoln, Bryce, Dusty. We'll get back to yours right after the break. The Captain Ticket, 93.7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.